Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Of Duke Ellington and Barney Bagard. And that was brought to us this morning by Bobby Hackett from one of his many solo sessions recorded in the 1950s, that particular one in 1954. That beautiful mellow trumpet with some very, very nice accompaniment, very much suited to the title of the song. Well, we're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have some nice mixture of music for you this morning. We've got some nice voices, some smaller groups, and some larger orchestras too, jam-packed with wonderful musicians, all taken, well, mostly from the 40s and the 50s. Though we do dip back into the 1930s and forward into the 1960s on one or two of our numbers. Well, we're going to go now to a gorgeous voice owned by Doris Day from 1962. She made a beautiful album with pianist André Previn called Duet. And I've played excerpts from this album before, and I'm not sure if I've played this one. Recorded, as I said, in 1962. The song is called Wait Till I See Him, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And I think you'll agree that they make a beautiful combination, the voice and the piano together. That's Doris Day and André Previn. Another beautiful combination will follow on from that, one of the great small jazz groups of all time, the Benny Goodman Trio. This is jazz at its most refined, I think we have to say. Benny Goodman on a gorgeous clarinet, Teddy Wilson with, as ever, his exquisite piano, and a very nice accompaniment by Gene Krupa on drums. They're going to bring us a number they recorded in 1936 from the pens of George and Ira Gershwin, the title song from the stage musical Oh, Lady, Be Good. And then forward to 1939 to a wonderful big band that was around at the time. As I said, packed full of wonderful musicians, and they had some very nice singers with them as well. This was a band led by Artie Shaw, another great clarinetist of the time. The singer this morning will be Helen Forrest. I think Artie Shaw was her first major band. She started with them in 1939 before going on later on to Benny Goodman and then Harry James. They're going to bring us a number written by Edward Heyman, Paul Mann, and Stephen Weiss called They Say. And we'll start with Doris Day with André Previn, Wait Till I See Him.
Wait till you see him, see how he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell. When you no lips for a fool such as I. They say you just believe in hello and goodbye, and they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned, and that I'll go on playing with fire until I have learned my heart has been burned. They say I shouldn't dream of your face in the moon. They say all of my dreams will be nightmares too soon. Let them talk, let them think what they want to. If it makes them feel happy that way, I know I'll always love you no matter what they say.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. You've just been listening to Artie Shaw along with Helen Forrest and the tune They Say from 1939. Before that, the gorgeous sounds of the Benny Goodman Trio from the early days, 1936, Oh Lady Be Good from the Gershwin Brothers. And a Rodgers and Hart number started off the set, Wait Till I See Him, brought to you by Doris Day and André Previn from an album they recorded in 1962, appropriately named Duet. Well, our next singer has what I guess you could describe as a big voice. It's certainly a very mellow voice, and had a long career starting, I believe, in the late 40s. We'll hear him from the 1956. And that's Johnny Hartman. I believe he sang for a time with the Earl Hines Band, but he really did have a very rich, mellow voice, and many, many recordings over the years. This morning he's joined by the Frank Hunter Orchestra, and they're going to bring us a number called The World Was Mine, written by Bob Barr and Ed Schiff. And I think you'll also enjoy a very nice, some nice trumpet work on this one by Bernie Glow. And then to 1964, and I think a week or so ago, we played a piece by Robert Farnon and his orchestra. He, of course, the great composer, arranger, and conductor from Canada, made his career home pretty well in the UK. That's where we'll hear him from. This is his arrangement of other composers' tunes, this time a tune written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown and Ray Henderson, a song that was featured in the movie Sunny Side Up that was released way back in 1929. Robert Farnon arranged it and also conducted it in 1964, and the song is called I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? And then forward, or back rather, to 1955, to one of the most easily identifiable trumpets that was around at the time, belonging to Harry James, often described as a soaring tones. It's certainly very distinctive. And of course, Harry started off with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, did some small group work as well, then set up his own big band in the early 40s, or late 30s. Went on to have a long and wonderful career. Well, he's going to bring us a number from 1955, called These Foolish Things. And that was written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel. And we'll hear now from Johnny Hartman, The World Was Mine.
Mine for just a while, the world side. I searched but found no letter. Called but you didn't reply. It would have been much better to tell me one little reason why the world was mine. But only now I know its worth to win you back. I'd give the earth. I squandered the love that you gave me. Destroyed the world that we knew. The world was mine. Why couldn't I have you? Why couldn't I?
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa, and we're listening to some very nice music from days gone by. We've just been in the 1950s and 1960s. Harry James brought us These Foolish Things from 1955. That amazing trumpet and some very nice alto sax there from Willie Smith as well. Robert Farnon and his orchestra brought his arrangement of the song I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, from 1964. And that was written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. And we started off with Johnny Hartman from 1956, The World Was Mine. Well, we're going to carry on with another small group and another wonderful trumpeter, and that's Roy Eldridge. He played with a number of orchestras and then went into small group recordings. We're going to listen to one that he made for the Verve label. This is 1954. This is Roy Eldridge on trumpet, the Oscar Peterson Trio, and a drummer that you may have heard of, Buddy Rich. The song is written by the songwriting team of Campbell, Connolly, and Shapiro, and it's called If I Had You. And then back to 1950. To one of the jazz legends of the day, and that was Billie Holiday. She'd started out, or I think 1933, when she was still in her teens, made her first recording, and then did a lot of work for the Brunswick, later Columbia label, at the behest of John Hammond. He got Billie Holiday together with Teddy Wilson back then, and there's some marvelous recordings, as you hear from time to time on the show, resulted from that. We're going to hear Billie a little later on in her career, and really her style has developed, and it's really a beautiful voice at this point. Wonderful style, 1950. She made a bunch of recordings for the Decca label and with some very fine orchestration and a very nice collection. We'll hear her with Them Their Eyes, written by Doris Tauber, William Tracy, and Maceo Pinkard. And then back 5 years to 1945 to another great trumpeter, this time Jonah Jones. And he, of course, is a frequent visitor on the show. We'll hear him with a fine lineup. He's on trumpet, of course, Tyree Glenn on valve trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Ike Quebec on sax as well. And the rhythm section is Milt Hinton, Danny Barker, and J.C. Hurd. And they're going to bring us a number written by Harry Warren and Edgar Leslie called Rose of the Rio Grande. And we'll start with Roy Eldridge with the Oscar Peterson Trio or Buddy Rich. If I Had You from 1954. Thank you.
the first time I looked into them eyes. And you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping. You started something with them eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh, baby, them eyes.
Thank you.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we've been listening to a selection of original recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s. Some small groups, some larger orchestras, and some very fine singers. In the set we've just been listening to, we started out with Roy Eldridge and the Oscar Peterson Trio, If I Had You, from 1954. Then we heard from Billie Holiday, what I call her Decca Days, Decca, a record label. Them Their Eyes, from 1950. And as I said, it's a very nice collection of songs that she recorded at this time. Her voice was really developed a very mature style, and the orchestration on some of these recordings was just wonderful. Great arrangements. And we also heard from Jonah Jones, always a welcome visitor, and his friends with Rose of the Rio Grande. Well, we have one more wonderful trumpeter for you this morning, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. And I think we've got three recordings left for you this morning. And coming up is going to be Chet Baker. Perhaps one of the great trumpeters of the 20th century, certainly noted for that beautiful, mellow tone. I sometimes think of him as kind of like as Johnny Hodges was to the alto sax, Chet Baker is to the trumpet. There's just something wonderfully distinctive and gentle about that tone that he achieves with the trumpet. He also had a delightful singing voice, and we're going to hear both of those this morning. This is from a set of recordings that he made with Russ Freeman, great pianist, for the Pacific Jazz label. And they are going to bring us a number written by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin, and it's called Long Ago and Far Away. And Chet will be bringing us the trumpet and the words. And then to 1949, to one of the great jazz musicians of all time, often called the founding fathers of jazz, and that's Sidney Bechet. Started out on the clarinet, and he was actually teaching clarinet while he was still very, very young to others. A very distinctive style. He moved on to, fairly early on in his career, to working also with a soprano sax, and became perhaps the leading exponent on that instrument. It's a very distinctive style, quite a vibrato to it. He certainly put his all into his music, and it's very distinctive and wonderful to listen to. And I keep saying distinctive, but I think that's the only word you can use for Sidney Bechet. Well, we're going to hear him in Paris, I believe, he recorded this one. Sam Stept and Sidney Clare from 1949. Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. And I believe he's joined on this one by Claude Luther, who was also a clarinetist and a player of the soprano sax. So we'll hear them weaving in and out of this particular one. So two recordings coming up, and we'll start with Chet Baker and Russ Freeman, Long Ago and Far Away.
Thank you. dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Beside me waiting, wanting only to be loved. It seems now our love started long ago.
Sidney Bechet, along with Claude Luther, from Paris, 1949. Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. And we started out with the lovely tones of Chet Baker's trumpet and his equally lovely vocal, Long Ago and Far Away, along with the piano of Russ Freeman on that one, Melody by Jerome Curran, and lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Wonderful songwriting team. We'll hear from The Capital Jazzmen from 1944 with Clam Bake in B flat. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. You have been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. I'm Stephanie Robinson. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Do please stay with us. Randy's here getting ready to bring you two more hours of wonderful jazz. And we have one more song for you this morning. I would like to invite you, do please join us again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we're going to listen now to the Nat King Cole Trio with a song written by Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney, aptly named, I guess, for being the final song on the show. That's the beginning of the end. Here's Nat King Cole.
When she don't sweet talk anymore, her kiss ain't like it was before. It's time you added up the score, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. She keeps you waiting for a date. Makes no excuse for being late. Wake up and recognize your fate, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. What she's doing to you, she did to me. But I was in love, so so how could I see? Better get wise, you better beware, or one of these days you'll turn around and she won't be there. Don't say that you were never told. I know that character of old. When she starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end. What she's doing to you, she did to me. But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, you better beware, or one of these days you'll turn around and she won't be there. Don't say that you were never told. I know that character of old. When she starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the end.